Camp David chaos, Cornyn attacked, Minnesota blamed for Iran's cyber attack, Social Security called a Ponzi scheme. The Camp David cabinet meeting this week was remarkable for reasons unrelated to cabinet governance. Trump declared a controversial $1.8 billion legal defense fund dead, attacked Texas Senator John Cornyn, a senior Republican who has generally sought to stay in the president's good graces, and most strikingly attributed a cyber attack on U.S. water infrastructure to Minnesota rather than to Iran, despite official intelligence pointing to Iranian actors. Attributing an Iranian attack to a Midwestern state contradicts the administration's own intelligence agencies and has no apparent factual basis. Senator Tommy Tuberville used the Senate floor to call Social Security a Ponzi scheme, his exact words. The framing is legally and economically inaccurate. Ponzi schemes involve fraud, while Social Security is a statutory transfer program. But the political implication is a growing appetite on the Republican right to describe the program in terms that would support significant restructuring or cuts. The program currently serves approximately 72 million Americans, and Social Security's 2026 trustee report is already showing accelerated funding pressure. Indiana's Senate Majority Leader resigned after defying Trump's preferred redistricting outcome, the latest instance of a Republican state legislator losing their position for exercising independent judgment on a matter where the White House had a preference. The pattern across multiple states represents a structural shift in how American federalism operates, with party discipline around presidential preference consolidating at the state legislative level. Fox News polling showing Democrats leading in both the Texas and North Carolina Senate races is reshaping early midterm campaign strategy. A Democratic lead in Texas, even in a survey with a historically Republican-leaning sample, reflects accumulated public dissatisfaction with the Iran war's costs and supply chain price increases. North Carolina has trended purple for a decade, but Texas appearing in play this early is a genuine signal. Separately, Senator Ricketts of Nebraska used a security checkpoint to evade a TMZ journalist asking follow-up questions about Mitch McConnell, later apologizing and admitting he reacted poorly.